This morning is a special morning because it is the morning of the Super Bowl. It is Super Bowl Sunday. We all know that. And that is America's religion. And that's why I'm wearing my favorite team's colored tie this morning. I don't know why you're not wearing your jerseys. It obviously shows how lack of spirituality you have towards America's religion. So disrespectful. But today, so many people are preparing for this evening's festivities, in which they will gather in the largest temples in our country and gather in worship and praise towards football and with beer. That's part of their communion. It's beer and pretzels and crackers, right? Yeah. And so they're preparing for that. And, of course, we have the ministers of the sport speaking all sorts of platitudes, like Minister Brother Russell Wilson, a quarterback of the Seahawks who's participating in tonight's game, who gave us a wonderful lesson last week when he said that God intervened to help him throw 4 interceptions. You think, well, why is God causing you to throw interceptions? And his response was, because it makes it more dramatic when I win. And so God was with him when he said he wants the game to be more dramatic, to make my victory more a more great victory. I mean, a blowout would not have been God-honoring, but a comeback after 4 interceptions, whew, praise God be to that. Aaron Rodgers, of course, that doubting, faithless quarterback from the Green Bay Packers, said that God's not interested in football, but we all know he lacks the faith that the rest of us have in America's religion. So, you know, Russell Wilson's playing tonight. Tom Brady, of course, his opposition, also said God doesn't care about football, and we all know that he's lacking faith as well because of his recent sins at being part of a team that has broken some very sacred rules in American religion, which is deflating the football below 12.5 pounds per square inch. And, of course, that was revealed last week, and so there's been a religious trial over this, whether or not we should excommunicate Tom Brady and or Bill Belichick from America's religion. The cardinals and popes of the religion, Roger Goodell being the high priest, is still debating that, whether that should happen, but a ruling has not been determined yet. And so the game today, the most high sacred day of America's religion, will continue with Russell Wilson and Tom Brady tonight. So you can all join in prayer for your favorite team. Over 25% of the people in our country believe their prayers will affect the outcome and that God does care who wins. And so you can join all the players who pray as well that God would give them the victory and the strength. Joel Osteen, one of those other religion teachers, Christian religion, you know, not American football religion, was asked what he thought about the outcome of the game. And of course, Joel Osteen's religion is that God wants you to have your best now. So he was in a quandary because he was asked, who do you think God cares about winning? Well, obviously in a competition, only one can be the best, right? Right? Well, here's Joel Osteen. His religion is God wants his best for all of you. And so he doesn't know what to say. And so he says, well, you know, I think God cares about us being our best. That's his religion. And obviously somebody's going to lose. Somebody's going to win, so I don't know. This is what he said. He said, I don't know. Someone's going to win, someone's going to lose. I don't know. I know God wants your best. If you're going to lose, I don't want to say that's your best. He's confused. But obviously, the National Football League and its sacred annals teaches us that competition is what is right. It is not right that everybody's a winner. There are losers. And it's never too early to talk about next year's holiday and Super Bowl, unlike Christmas. You know, Christmas, you can speak about it too early, right? Christmas is over, you don't talk about it until at least July. Super Bowl, as soon as it's over, you talk about next year's Super Bowl. You go ahead. You go ahead and you prepare. You talk about the offseason, you talk about the draft. You ahead and talk about it because that's what America likes to deal with. That's what they care about. And that's why when football's deflated, 0.5 PSI, wow, the cry, the uproar that is caused by this. It's just amazing. People know how many balls now at every football game that they use. There's a dozen footballs there that they use. There's a certain pressure gauge that they have for these footballs and a process that they go through. And this has been analyzed this last week and a half. Why? Because people care about this. And why don't they know the difference between the Old and New Testament? Why don't they understand the mystery of Christ? Why don't they know the gospel of Christ? They simply just do not care. That's all there is to it. They simply don't. So that is the country in which we live in. And I know it's kind of a satire what I'm going through now, and yet it is a half-truth, if not mostly true. People laugh at their religion, just like Christians do at theirs. And so when you talk about football and we laugh, say, oh, we don't worship the idol. Yeah, they laugh at it, just like every other religionist laughs at their dogmas as well. But there's no doubting it that people devote their time and attention and their knowledge and their life, whether spectating or knowing the facts about or being a part of sports, football. And so, again, today is that day, that Super Bowl day. Everyone knows, of course, Moses came down from the mountain, as Aaron reminded me this morning, on Super Bowl Sunday, which is why he threw down the Ten Commandments, because they had made the golden calfskin ball. And so that's what went on there. We've progressed past those ancient, old-fashioned pagan religions and moved on to pigskin, but it's not all that different. Of course, we should all remember in our thoughts the great prophet Vince Lombardi and the 11 disciples he had that he led onto the field of victory through the valley of the shadow of deathly cold temperatures in Wisconsin. So remember him in your thoughts this evening as you watch and participate in the Super Bowl. Any comments on that? Amen. It's the most amens I got out of Aaron all year. That quote from Joel Osteen was real when he said, I just don't know because someone's going to lose. And so my theology is crazy. He says, I think my thing is I'd encourage people to pray your skills would come out to the fullest and you'd be your best. Just be your best. I pray that you just be your best. I know I just love watching the game. I love competition, he says. I grew up in a family that watched football. So see, it's a religion that's passed down generation to generation. So that's how it works. But, of course, I mentioned Russell Wilson and what he said about last week's win. And after the Seattle Seahawks beat Green Bay in the NFC Championship game last week, Wilson attributed it to God. That's God setting it up to make it so dramatic, so rewarding, so special, is what Wilson was quoted as saying. I've been through a lot in life and had some ups and downs. It's what's led me to this day. So Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers responded saying, God is not a football fan. Isn't he the party pooper? Isn't he the one that is not as religious as Brother Wilson? God's not a football fan. And yet, isn't that the position we would take as well? God simply just does not care about who wins the football game. He cares more about their souls and more serious questions. But that's not the thing on people's minds. Rogers says, I don't think God cares a whole lot about the outcome. He cares about people involved, but I don't think he's a big football fan. He says, we all have a platform. We all have a message in our lives. I just try to follow Jesus' example. Leading by example is what Rogers said. God always had a plan for us, a path. Sometimes we wish we knew it sooner, but he shows his way anyway. So there's a lot of Christianity and religion in sports and in sports teams, and we need to be careful, of course, to evaluate what kind of Christian they are or what they're saying. And because a lot of Christians who are caught up in the culture, and football is part of that, tend to glorify folks who say, well, I'm a Christian. I got John 3:16 on my cheek, as Brother Tebow had. Good intentions, no doubt, but does not make them a Bible scholar. Does not make them a minister of the gospel, even. The fact that they have it on their cheeks. So just be aware of that. If anything, a lot of people talk about the opportunity to minister the gospel to people at their Super Bowl social gatherings. The Super Bowl is second only to Thanksgiving in the amount of food people eat, because around the game, there's food. I was just telling Dad, there's a whole genre of food that's Super Bowl related. Chili, sausages, nachos, you know, pizza. There's a food type that is Super Bowl, and people eat more food on this day than any other day of the year, holiday, except for Thanksgiving. So that's interesting. And so people see it as a social day. And so Christians of late, meaning the last couple of decades, have tried to use that as a way to minister. It used to be churches would have an event at their church and say, well, come out to our church Super Bowl Sunday and we'll minister together and watch the game later, something like that. A lot of them just give it up on that altogether and just said, we're just going to cancel services because no one's coming, and so you just stay home. And what a shame that is. But people say, well, we're going to use that social event to minister the gospel. And that's why I'm hosting a party. That's why I'm having a party, to minister the gospel. I don't know why you have to lie that way, because who really doing that? You host a party because you want to see the game, right? If you're hosting a party, a Super Bowl party, inviting all your friends over, wishing to bait and switch them with the gospel, I don't know if that's what your friends are coming over for. You know, I don't know that's why people are there. So better we be honest about some of those things than the way that evangelicals promote that we minister. But anyway, that's my rant about the Super Bowl today. Any comments? You all here, of course, are have neglected your pre-Super Bowl preparations. This is why you're out here and risked your lives getting here with the snow this morning.